Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And at this time, we always ask you to please share the work. We need to really increase the reach because we need to increase the resistance. This particular topic is huge, and we're going to do back-to-back broadcasts about a couple of things that are coming. And I'm just going to just lay it out for you honestly in these next two broadcasts, and you're going to have a holy you know what moment when you hear about two things that are coming. In one instance, I can't tell everything I know, but it's going to come out regardless of what I say or don't say. I don't need a dead man switch. It's going to come out, and it's only going to be a short amount of time. But I want to call attention that you need to be alerted to what's coming. And what's coming is absolute and total censorship, but there is a group that has an answer. And I know firsthand because I've been in the meetings. Hey, we are brought to you by what I call the three harmful foods. Yeah, in other words, we need to help you change your diet and get away from these fake health foods that are destroying your health. And Dr. Amy Lee is in the business of exposing these three harmful foods being passed off as health foods all over the world. Wait until you hear this. These foods cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, wreck your skin, and they're banned in all countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the US, and it's time that someone shined a light on this. And that's what Dr. Amy Lee does. And she explains how these foods wreak havoc on your health as they pose as fake health foods. And the great news is it's easy to stop and reverse the damage by simply learning what foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out about these three health foods, I'm going to send you to a free video. The number three, every time I say three, it's a number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com. Or you can simply click on the link where we have a description box, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. This is absolutely phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to look at this and you're going to say, wow, this is incredible. Okay, let's get on to the business at hand. When Obama was president, they absolutely were destroying America's future. In terms of sharing information, the American Revolution, for example, was born in taverns, in churches. Well, they want to take away today's electronic example of this by shutting down your DNS access. If you are connected to, remember, let's back up. Last week, we discovered that the federal government demanded that social media send them names and locations of people who are accessing certain videos, and not videos to do harm, but just videos that expose the BS truth of what's going on in terms of absolute tyranny and communist takeover of our government. Remember, we're not battling political parties now. We're battling against communist, satanic identities seeking to take us down. Now, Obama gave the UN the DNS codes. What's going to happen, and this is what we've been told, is that next month, when Biden illegally signs us onto an absolute illegal treaty that the Senate did not pass by a two-thirds vote as required by the Constitution, what we're going to see here is that the World Health Organization is going to declare a climate change emergency being facilitated by unauthorized people making disinformation, misinformation, malinformation. And as we've already reported, what's really interesting about this is that we've got a situation now where the best way to put this is that they're going to invoke DHS policy for mal, dis, mis, and malinformation and declare you to be a domestic terrorist, and they're going to deny you all DNS access. And this is going to happen by the millions. Oh, the internet will still function, but it won't function for people they deem to be what we would call patriots. That's right, patriots. Now, there's an answer. There are powerful groups. Some are major corporate, some are major people with major money that are banding together to begin an alternative communication system. And I'm not going to give you the details or who's involved yet. You are probably weeks away from knowing this, but the other side can't stop it. And it doesn't matter what I'm saying. It matters that the fact that this is going to happen, and I'm just telling you what's the inevitable. Communication and organizational efforts will happen on an alternative communication. And if I started talking corporate and individual names, you would go, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, this isn't going to be under wraps for real long, but I wanted to let you know, complete censorship, declaration of domestic terrorism, as a result of us signing on to this World Health Organization treaty and what they're going to do with censorship, this is going to be blocked. This is absolutely going to be blocked. And you're saying, wow, Dave, this sounds like a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's a great thing. And it doesn't matter what Dave Hodges says on the venue that you're hearing this on. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen regardless if I say it or don't say it. And soon, soon, everybody will know about this. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us, make sure that you follow us, and we will be back here next time. God bless everybody, and evil will not win. Well, as we continue on with today's show, we have another amazing revolution. We're going to call it Major Breaking News Number Two, and it has to do with things on the earth and things off world. And this is fascinating stuff. And it's stuff that I've had pieces of information on this for the last 27 years. In fact, I have an NSA contact, former NSA contact, and we are going to be doing an in-depth show on this. I have shared this with a couple of colleagues. So let's say someone wants to interfere in the divulging of this information, it will still come out. There's no way it won't come out. So, and I don't know that we're far away from hearing this anyway. I don't have a firm timetable, but you're going to hear about what's going on, and we're going to take you back in time to 1997 and three astronauts and what they had to say. Oh, and this isn't about UFOs and ETs, trust me. This is a lot more down to earth, shall we say. Anyway, good to be with you. Please share this far and wide. People need to be awakened, and this will be an absolutely amazing revelation. It truly will be an amazing revelation. Now, we are brought to you by something that you need to be doing anyway, parallel economy. You need to have storable food. You need to have water filtration. You need to have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Absolutely incredible how people are not prepared given what's going on. The banks are in trouble. They can't hide it anymore. A lot of people are exposing it. We're one of the ones that are exposing it among hundreds, literally, on social media. So here's what I'm telling you. Protect your retirement because you can't start over. Protect your money in the bank by diversifying. Now, Noble Gold can help you with that. I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for almost 7 years. I've been a customer for over six. That's right. I trust Noble Gold and I do not trust the banks. And by the way, Dodd-Frank 2010, I can't say this enough. They have declared you by law to an illegal law, by the unconstitutional law, but you've been declared to be an unsecured creditor, which means once you put your money or retirement or anything other asset connected to the bank, they own it, they can take it, they don't have to give it back. So these banks begin to fail. Do you think they're going to shield their fall with your assets? Well, of course they are. Of course they are. So you can have the final say. Noble Gold can help you with that. So here's what you do. I can send you a free information packet at davehodgesgold.com, davehodgesgold.com, or You can call them directly during business hours, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And by the way, I give the FTC warning here because Noble Gold and the Common Sense Show are above board. And we always say there's never any guarantees. Okay. Unfortunately, some key people like Sam Bankman-Fried didn't have to follow these rules. And also, too, past performance can't indicate future expectations. And we fully recognize that. But there's a reason why I've been a customer of Noble Gold for over 6 years. I would suggest you move to protect your assets now. If you have a nest egg to protect, you need to act quickly because this could come down at any time, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, any time. All right. This is so interesting. This truly is. And it's breathtaking. It's not a secret here that I know things about the secret space program before Trump transferred it and made it public so they could get more funding in Congress. It's not an accident. I've told this story, but my good friend Vance Davis, friend of 32 years, Vance is was a member of the NSA attached to NATO. And to make a long story short, his indoctrination, he was told that the bad guys and good guys fought out in space. The bad guys came for blah, 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 blah. They wanted to steal the soul and they couldn't, so they wanted to morph human beings. This is 1988, and Vance was exposed to transhumanism long before there was ever a term. He wrote a book, and I'm going to have to ask him when I talk to him again today, is that book still available? Unbroken Promises. Fascinating story. Now, here's what we know. We know that there probably aren't aliens, they're demonic beings. And that's what my father had concluded after being with German scientists, and they were told this is where we got the technology. They channeled it through Ouija boards and the occult and other things. In fact, Vance's story, I'll let him tell it when we interview him, but he actually had to go on the run because they, six other people, including Vance, one of them was his, would be his future wife. They ran because they wouldn't do the channeling entities as they were ordered to do. And they had an interesting run-in with H.W. Bush, who was the president at the time. So that being the case, I think you'll find this interesting. Vance, well, he was able to become free after being arrested, six other people. And they tried to educate people. And I found Vance on the Art Bell show telling about the secret space program, things I was sworn to secrecy on. I thought, why does he get to say it and I don't? So anyway, I went to tracking down Vance, and I got involved in this group. And this group used to have meetings at La Placidus, New Mexico, the home of my mentor, or who would become my mentor, Bill Pollack, who had intelligence community relationships. He kind of knew everybody who was a who's who. And we used to have these meetings, and we had to sign non-disclosure agreements not to tell about such and such and who said what and so forth and so on. But in the course of these meetings, we had astronauts. And actually, we went to one of the astronauts' homes, Ken Johnson, who never went to space, never went to the moon, but Ken trained the astronauts on going to the moon and using the LEM as a lander. And he was the one that did the training. Well, the astronauts talked to him. Now, what's really interesting about this is what some of these astronauts said publicly, but what they would reveal under the protection and non-disclosure agreements privately.
Well, let's get down to some nitty-gritty here. What you're going to hear is evidence that there is something on the moon that's living. You've got three levels of information here. One is people are lying. Two is there's aliens on the moon that's being covered up. And three, these aren't aliens. These are, as I've been teaching from Genesis 6, are demonic entities. And I have to walk you through some history here because I have, as I mentioned earlier, history on this that goes back 27 years. As I mentioned to you before, I became involved with a group that met periodically. back in the 90s to the early 2000s at La Positas in New Mexico, where Bill Pollack, like I said, my mentor, would be there. So let's get into what we know. Apollo 8, yeah, before Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins went to the moon, Apollo 8 circled the moon and they went around the dark side and they lost communication for 45 minutes and NASA was freaking out. They didn't know they were going to have the blackout. It's likely that the blackout was natural, but there was a recording device that was discovered some years later by an amateur scientist, and it was
Communication on the craft between the astronauts that was automatically recorded. And NASA thought they would just obscure it in the data and hide it, and it was found. And what they saw on the dark side of the moon, Burmis in particular said, "Look at, there's a fire on the moon. There's no oxygen on the moon. So how was there a fire on the moon? That doesn't make any sense now, does it? Absolutely does not make any sense." So what we're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the NASA tried to say, well, it was probably a booster that was let loose, still had some oxygen in the fire, and that's what they saw. But NASA tracks every booster ejection, and there wasn't even a booster ejection there, and certainly that can't explain it. So they saw something on the moon, they come back, NASA obscures the data in the National Archives by burying it through a plethora of other data. Now it's time for Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to go. Both men have said things through the time that we saw things on the moon that were very interesting and anomalous. And there was a second communications channel that NASA defaulted to when there was stuff that they didn't want the public to know about. And what Aldrin and Armstrong have told people privately, and what they have alluded to really in really kind of esoteric conversation with quotes that people are just left scratching their head. What do they mean by that? They encountered beings on the moon. And that's the conventional wisdom. Now, had it stopped there, that'd be fine, except let's enter into Ken Johnson. So one day, Vance Davis, this is in New Mexico, going down into Albuquerque from La Positas, where Bill was at. We went with Vance. I went with Vance and, Vance Davis, former NSA, and Bill Pollack, my mentor with intelligence community background. And we hung out at the home of Ken Johnson, who lived in Albuquerque, and he did the training on the LEM for the astronauts. And he was real clear about what he was told. He says, "Oh, yeah, they saw stuff there. There's no question." And he was not alone. And people are like freaking out. And they ordered everyone, "You're keeping this quiet." And they told these guys, "You will shut your mouth." Now let's enter into a real murder mystery here, Gus Grissom. Gus Grissom died in what was really the most bizarre, quote, accident in NASA history, where he and two other astronauts were training, and they were training on reentry procedures. The capsule caught on fire, they couldn't get out, and they all died. That was a bunch of crap. They were murdered, and they were murdered. And a lot of people who are close to this believe this to be true, including my side of the story, people that I know, is that Gus Grissom wouldn't shut up about what he was told. And he said the world deserves to know. And they silenced him permanently. Gus Grissom was one of the seven originals, one of the Mercury astronauts. It was a great tragedy, and this was no accident. Now, let's go forward to Apollo 17 and Edgar Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell became, after Apollo 17, he went down the metaphysical, spiritual path. He was freaked out. By the way, backing up, and I should mention, is Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. And Neil Armstrong was a private person, but he became off the charts private. And I should mention this too. He went on a mission to Africa to look for examples of library containing advanced information from the late Bronze Age in 1500 BC. And what they found, he would never talk about, and he went back to his farm in Ohio and never spoke of it again. There is so much interesting stuff surrounding Armstrong and Aldrin. But enter Edgar Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell was part of the group I knew about in some of these meetings I got to attend. And we would not be able to tell the story. Although I didn't sign a non-disclosure agreement regarding what I'm going to tell you, but I will tell you this: I could tell it even if I didn't, because Edgar Mitchell's no longer with us. Edgar Mitchell said we encountered beings too, and pretty much what Buzz Aldrin said that he was told in private conversations with people I knew, they were told by these beings, "Don't ever come back here again." And this would kind of explain the fire they saw on the dark side of the moon in Apollo 8, because it clearly was lights. Well, enter into my father working with German scientists. I asked my dad, I said, what did they say where they got the technology? And he said, well, they got it from the captured Nazi scientist working in Operation Paperclip, said they got it from aliens. And I said, do you believe that? And he said, no. He said, we knew they were doing the occult. I think they channeled it from demonic entities. Oh, wait a minute. Go back to Vance Davis and NATO. That's what they were trying to get he and his team of six other people to do when they rebelled and said, we're not doing it. And they defied orders and deserted their post. And Vance and I are going to do an interview on this where we clarify this and tie it into Armstrong, Aldrin, and what Ken Johnson said. And Ken Johnson's, I think, lucky to be alive. Because Gus Grissom was murdered for what he knew, and it's similar to what Ken knew, the trainer of the LEM functions with regard to the Apollo missions. What I believe we're looking at on the moon, and what's not what I just believe, it's what I know to be true, demonic entities preparing for future stuff. And you're saying, well, Dave, what future stuff would this be? And the answer is really clear. I believe it's Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion of the Earth designed to put all governments under one flag and then begin to usher in, the Antichrist and the second 3 years of tribulation. This is where I think this is headed. Now, having said that, this is really, really interesting. I called, well, let's put it this way. I had a conversation with someone at the conference that I'm attending. And in that conversation, this person said they had a source and they showed me their text messages with this person. And they were talking about these entities called the Asgard. And I thought, how interesting. If you're familiar with Stargate SG-1, which I believe the CIA wrote the script in the last 7 years of the show, for various reasons. The Asgards were characters in the show, and they were the overlords of the Earth, one of four advanced ancient races that would be what we'd call pre-Adamic, before Adam. And this was really, really interesting to me because I read, they said they were in the text, it said they were the overlords of the Earth. And I'm thinking, wow, same name. Same kind of function, the function of the ancients on SG-1, Stargate SG-1, the TV show. And I began to share what I knew. Well, in the middle of the conversation, I said, well, let's kind of put an end to this. Let's call Vance Davis. I just said, this is a guy who would probably know what you're talking about. So I called him and I said, Vance, are you familiar with the Asgard? And I'm not talking about the Star Trek, excuse me, the Stargate show depiction. I'm talking about overlords. And he goes, yeah. He said, they are entities, and it mentioned demonic entities on the moon, and they are working in conjunction with the European Space Agency, NASA, India, and China, and they formed a conglomeration for astro mining. And we begin to see that. We've seen that over the last couple of years about the benefits of going to space with the extreme mineral wealth that we could exact. And it's worth way more than the mineral wealth on, and it's much more voluminous and mineral worth on Earth, like in gold and silver. And this could change the economies and wipe out debt. I've done a couple of shows on this. And that's where Vance was taking this. And I said, so the Asgard that they're called on the moon are organizing these nations of the Earth. They've already achieved one of their goals. They're beginning the unification of national interests under one house that these Asgard, or what I believe are demonic entities, control. Vance is going to be doing a broadcast on this, and I'm going to be the one that does it, but if I'm prevented from doing it, then someone else, two other people, are actually going to be involved in exposing this. And this is what we're looking at, what people call Project Bluebeam. They're setting up to have this conglomeration, and then a fake alien invasion comes that's perpetrated as a false flag designed to erase all nationalism, all national states, nation states, and under one house, Earth is united. You know what this is like? It's like the predictive programming we see in the show. Oh gosh, was it 1997 movie? I can't even recall the name now. Everyone would know the movie. But all the nations band together to repel an alien invasion. And this is where this is going, but there's a lot more to this story that we're going to expose through Vance. And it's happening right now as we speak. Now, let me tell you about a story. You might want to research this on the Gateway Pundit that came out that was very, very odd. Biden announced he was going to establish a standard time zone on the moon for purposes of integration with Earth time on the Gateway Pundit. Why would this be newsworthy? Why would you need to have a time zone on the moon that could coordinate with Earth time zones? Well, you wouldn't unless you have this presence on the moon. We're going to explore this in much, much more detail, but I thought you'd find this interesting, and we're not done with this. And I don't believe they're alien entities. I believe, as my father believed, these are satanic, demonic entities pretending to be aliens. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll have more on this later. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, this particular broadcast is going to be about telling you the truth. The truth that the government has hid, has obfuscated for years, and all of a sudden now they're starting to admit the truth about vaccines. Oh, wait a minute. Just some of the truth, not all of the truth. We're going to break it down for you right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we always ask you at this time to please share this far and wide. By the way, have you checked out our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv? People love it. Getting 5-star ratings on the world's biggest platforms. Yep, it's really good. The commonsenseshow.tv. Hey, we are brought to you by what we call three harmful foods. Now, this is a fantastic opportunity for you to get your diet straight. I know because I follow this. I've been lucky. I've advertised in the family of Dr. Gundry and Dr. Amy Lee and so forth, been doing that off and on now for over a year. And when I went through my transformation physically, I started following a lot of what they were saying. Let me tell you what I learned. First of all, we live in a time of unprecedented medical breakthroughs, but you wouldn't know it because the federal government's too busy lying to us about what constitutes a health food. Well, Dr. Amy Lee, a great researcher, board certified physician. She's an expert nutritionist. She began to look at the facade of what they're claiming to be health foods. I'll tell you got to hear this. These health foods, in quotes, clog your digestive tract. They cause weight gain. They deplete your energy and they wreck your skin. And they are banned in other countries, many of them in Europe, our counterparts, and they're banned, but they're legal here. Why? Well, Dr. Amy Lee shed some light on all this. So she explained the side effects of these foods and how they're wreaking havoc on our health. The great news is it's easy to stop. You just stop consuming them, but you have to know what these three fake health foods are. So what she has done is she has produced a free video, completely free to the public. Now, here's how you get to it. You go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. And by the way, it's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And where you're observing this, if we have a description box, all you have to do is click on the link, three harmful foods, number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Fantastic way to turn things around. I know, I'm living proof. I'd mentioned in the intro that the government is beginning to come clean on their VAERS data, VAERS, people who have a reaction to the vaccines. Now, you know they cataloged all this, but they kept it secret. They wouldn't even respond to Freedom Information Acts from people who wanted to know what the government knew and possibly what they were hiding. Well, they were hiding a lot. Now we know. Now we know. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is really, 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 really important. We know that sudden death happens. Myocarditis, 15-year-old soccer player. Oh, drops dead. Sorry. Guy gets up from the chair after having the injection, drops dead. They didn't report sudden death experiences. They did things like Bell's palsy, a little face paralysis, irritation at the injection site. And they did list to their credit. But what they did, let's say we had effects from 1 to 10. 1 would be very mild, 10 would be death. They didn't do anything about above a 7. And they kept everything 6 and below. And they really centered on the low-end side effects. So when people would look at this, they'd say, well, okay, there were some side effects with the vaccines, but it wasn't terribly serious. So you are probably better off taking it. Here's what they don't have. They don't have efficacy figures. Oh, they did. That's right. Walensky, Dr. Walensky, the former head of the CIA, the liar in chief herself. And she said, if you take the vaccine, you can't spread it to anybody. Well, we soon discovered that was a lie. Oh, you don't have to wear a mask. No scientific proof behind her statements to Congress. She lied to Congress. Why isn't she in jail? And now the CDC is practicing a subtle form of lying to the public. Oh, there's vaccine side effects. After years, we're finally going to tell you what they are, but only the less severe. And that's what I really want to impart to you. They are admitting there's a problem because of the overwhelming body of evidence coming out. And this is called damage control. Trying to get ahead of most of the revelations from independent researchers, but doing it in a way to minimize and shrink the problem in the public eye. This government never stops lying to you. I had someone at the conference I'm at today, someone in the audience came up to me, and we were talking about some things, and he said, I can't believe anything this government says. And this is why. You're almost better off when the government makes a statement, you believe the opposite. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. At this time, we always ask people to share our work. We need to increase the number of people who are waking up, and you never know when a broadcast like this or another broadcast or an article will actually touch someone and they say, I can identify with that. There are many entrances into the house of knowledge about the New World Order. So you never know. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by Nanosoma. And you've heard me talk about the, what I call the magical spray. What I did religiously when I was in the depths of my sickness, and it was bad. It was very bad. In fact, actually, some of my colleagues at the conference I'm at, who talked to me during that time, actually saw me on video. They said, oh, you're like a different person. And folks, it's been less than a month. It's been less than a month. And I think I owe a lot of it to this Nanosoma product and the will of God. And I got to tell you, this is the biggest breakthrough in alternative healthcare history. You went to yourself to find out more about this. I really want to send you to a place where you can find this out without any pressure, any hassle, no upsells, no hard sales. Just here's the information. This is what you want to do. And the fact that Dave Hodges says this stuff works, at least it worked for me. So go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. / Dave Hodges. All right. We have mental illness at epidemic levels. We can quantify it, but I would also like to use a little qualitative analysis, descriptive analysis, not scientific, but kind of an informal frequency count. I'm fortunate I live in a rural area, but unfortunately, growth is catching up to us. And so 12 miles away from us, we're seeing rush hour traffic jams of epidemic proportions because the People's Republic of Maricopa County don't know how to plan. They don't know how to protect the people. They just care about the developers and the money they get, and they don't care what they do to the style of life and the standard of living. And we're seeing some of that now. I know I detest it. But generally speaking, I don't have to deal with bad traffic. I don't have to deal with craziness. But when I do venture out and I go on the highway, I see so much more insanity than I did before when I used to have to drive on this nonsense every day. People on the interstates take tremendous risks, both to their life and other lives. And the craziness is there, and people just go off on you. I mean, if you're driving, I had a truck come up to me. I'm in the middle lane, and I'm going to get over in about a mile to get off to the right lane. I was going to a medical appointment. And the semi pulls up behind me. The speed limit's 65 as I'm entering Phoenix proper. And I'm going about 67. Okay. This massive truck started flashing its lights on me. Middle of the day. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking, what do you want me to do? There's a line of cars to my right, and I got to get over in a mile and I will find a way. But this guy's in the middle lane and wanted me to get out of the way like I was impeding traffic in the fast lane. And he wouldn't stop. And he got like this close to my bumper, so I slowed down. I wanted to slow him down. This is what we all typically experience. There was a guy just convicted of manslaughter who he had an encounter with a woman driver, and her boyfriend was in the passenger seat, and this guy got pissed, followed him home, and beat her boyfriend to death. Pure insanity. And we have a sick society now. I mean, what society says to Tommy when he's 6 years old, are you sure you're not Tammy? And let us cut your genitals off. And oh, by the way, don't tell your parents because they don't know what's best for you. That's insanity. We were founded as a Judeo-Christian nation, but on Easter, our pretender in chief came out and said, oh, this is Transgender Awareness Days. Of all the days he could have chosen, he chose the most sacred in the Christian calendar, sacred day. Our depression rates are off the charts. One in four people are on psychotropic medication for some mental illness, some condition. There is a series running on this independent station, Channel 3, and they're partnered with CBS 5 in Phoenix. And they're doing a series on escalating mental health crisis among the youth. And I have to tell you, they have pretty well nailed it. It's not your typical mainstream media. We want to propagandize you to make you believe what we want. They actually covered this aspect of it. Locking kids down in the pandemic, keeping them out of school was bad for their social development. It was bad for their mental health. They felt isolated. Many of them turned to drugs to deal with the extreme boredom. And I'm watching this, and they played excerpts of it on their news. And sometimes I watch mainstream media just to see what the other side's up to. But I thought this was particularly well done and very, very, very accurate. And if you also look too at how society was governed in the lockdowns, particularly in places like California, the strip joints could be open, the bars could be open, the casinos run by the cartels, they could be open. But open a church, we'll take you to jail. I remember there was a case, I think it was in Indiana, and they had installed in this church parking lot like the old drive-in movie theater speakers, right? So the pastor's in the church. He's giving a sermon. The people are in their cars. Obviously, they're socially distanced more than 6 feet. and the cops came and started arresting people. That's pure insanity. Your society is sick when it does this. And a society that embraces cutting the genitals off kids is sick. And then they act like killing babies is a right. Why don't they ever want to show sonograms on TV? Anyone ask that question? Why don't they talk about where body parts go to from Planned Parenthood? Oh, there are people that have, and the people that have produced this have gotten in big legal trouble. There's even been jail time served over this. This is crazy. What kind of sick society puts agitators in a protest crowd to try to promote violence? J6. What kind of society arrests people for simple trespass and holds them for 3 years without trial and denies things like cancer medication? A sick society. We are off the charts sick. Our kids have record mental illness. They have record obesity, record inactivity, record depression. This is beyond comprehension how sick our society is. And we have very sick leaders. Look who they appoint. Look at the quality of people that they appoint to key senior government positions. They're nothing but pure evil. Look at how the FBI operates now. Our justice system used to work pretty well. Used to. Now they're political hacks. They go out and harass people who say things like, I think I support Palestine over Israel. Well, that's someone's right to believe that under our system, right? But no, the FBI goes in unmarked clothing, unmarked cars, refuses to show ID, and tries to intimidate people to talk about their social media posts. If that ever happens to you, you're not going to show me your ID. Get the hell off my property before I call the sheriff and have you arrested for trespass. You ever hear of J6? Maybe we'll put you in with them. That's what I probably would have said. But this is all insanity. Let me give you another insane comment. When my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, the Doug and Dave Intel Report, when Doug was DHS supervisor in Portland and they were battling Antifa, they would arrest people for throwing incendiary devices at police. Okay? Police who are just there to keep buildings from burning down and from people to being needlessly assaulted, not even doing anything wrong, and instructed not to be aggressive. Yet they were hit with lethal attacks, attacks that could have been fatal. So they arrest these people, they turn them over to DOJ, and the DOJ cut them loose. And Merrick Garland's explanation is insane on its face. Well, they were doing this stuff after 5 p.m. That makes it a protest. If it had been before 5 p.m., we could have arrested them and done something with it. And you're probably going, what? You're shaking your head going, excuse me, Dave, could you run that by me again? There's no need because you can't make sense out of the senseless, out of the craziness. We had the Joint Chief, former Joint Chief, Milli Vanilli. What did he say? In the Afghan debacle hearings about the tragedies and incompetence of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, if we ever had to go to war with China, I'd have to notify my Chinese counterpart. That's insane. How many American lives would you have cost? This is insane. Everything is insane. We used to have congressmen that used to joke about this. Yeah, I fought with my Democratic or Republican colleague on the House. Oh, man, it was heavy and hot. And then we went to lunch together and had a beer. That's the way it used to be. Do any of you have friends that have different political views from you and you just deal with it and it's okay because you're still friends and you love them because they're good people? They just share different views. Yeah, I've got two of my best four friends are liberal. They're not over the top liberal, believe me, okay? But they're liberal. They come from leftist Democratic backgrounds, but more of the Kennedy Democrat, okay? But we can talk about things. Oh, you feel that way? I feel okay. Okay, that's cool. Want another beer? I mean, why can't we do that anymore? Now, when someone disagrees with you, we want to kill them. We want to make them lose their job, lose their house, lose their family. We want to smear them. We want to take their medical license, their nurse's license, because they disagree scientifically on something called Vs. Yeah, V for vaccine. It's actually been V for vendetta. This is insane, people. Your country is insane. Who makes their fighting force woke? Oh, yeah, we'll pay for your transgender surgery. We'll be a tougher fighting force if we turn you into a woman. What? Well, the money it takes to do those transgender surgeries, How many guns and bullets could you buy? And what about a president that bleeds out and sells to your enemy, China, the strategic oil supplies and refuses to build it back, yet he's talking about going to war? We can't win a war without strategic oil, especially if it's a two-front war, Russia on one end and China on the other. And don't forget about Iran in between. This is insane, people, what we're doing. The leadership makes no sense. It's pure craziness. And then I'll tell you what's crazy. We as citizens are accepting blatant voter fraud. And now the polls are catching up and they're showing most people don't believe in the integrity of elections. You know, duh. This is crazy that we tolerate this. We know a draft is coming. We know a war is coming. We know that we shouldn't be supporting Ukraine. If we sat out, Russia would attack Europe. We could sit there and say, we told you so. But oh no, we want to be attacked too because we have satanic communist leaders, small number in charge, who are trying to take down the country and you with it. Americans are an endangered species. And the biggest insanity of all is we don't stand up for ourselves. That's why I'm hoping. Let's say 1 out of 100 people will stand up for themselves. Well, then maybe we need 1 million people or 10 million people. Then the number of people standing up, then we get the sound of marching feet that I like to talk about in the beginning when I ask you to share the work. Please share the work. Please share the work. It is really, really important. We'll see you back here next time. God bless. TikTok. Days are numbered. And I've never been a TikTok fan. Not a TikTok fan. Don't like TikTok. Would never look at TikTok. Could care less about TikTok. But there's something a little more nefarious going on about TikTok. TikTok. What an interesting name. Surprised the Chinese were clever enough to think of this. And oh, yes, it is an element of the CCP. Make no mistake about it. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And to our friends around the world, welcome. We are partners in freedom. Glad you could stop by. And make sure that do subscribe to follow us, okay? And share what we do because we still have a lot of people that we got to wake up. Although the awakening is happening, it's got to happen a little faster if we're going to make a difference because we are running out of time. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. You have money in the bank? It'll soon be gone because the banks are failing. 50% of corporate deposits were down first quarter. Okay, do you have your retirement connected to the bank? That'll be gone too. Can you make that up? I don't think so. So what you do is you let Noble Gold come in, you let it extract that device, retirement device from the bank, and you insure it. Oh, wait a minute. How do you back it? With gold. 6,000-year backing history. Yeah, works good. Not only that, listen to this. Listen to this very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Noble Gold will put the retirement under your control, back it with gold, and you'll own it. They can never take it from you. They can do similar things with your bank account. And you go, whoa, that's really, it is good. It's really good. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that all investments are inherently risky and that past performance is not indicative of future performance. I'll say this. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6.5 years. I've been a customer for 6 years. Noble Gold. Take advantage today. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll send you a free obligation, no obligation, I should say, free electronic package that tells you exactly how this works. Okay, I got to tell you, I am absolutely beside myself on this stuff. Absolutely beside myself. Why is Congress and then the Senate, they'll get together on this. Why are they suddenly joining to stop TikTok? It's China. Oh, excuse me? Half you bastards are on the take from China. With the state legislature in Arizona, probably have about a third of the legislature on the take from the cartel on behalf of China. While they look the other way, why fentanyl kills our kids. Oh, but they want to ban TikTok because kids are committing suicide. Dun, dun, dun. What a revelation. Suicide's been at a high rate, but you mention that on YouTube, you get censored. You mention that on Instagram, you get censored. So why all of a sudden now is it okay for Congress to talk about, We're preventing child suicide by banning TikTok. What a load of crap that is. Is this the best they can think of? They must think we think with our rear ends, because there is no way this even makes any sense. So why have they put TikTok in the crosshairs of America? And you're saying, Dave, that's a damn good question. I know, that's why I'm here. I can tell you why. Because TikTok ain't going to censor the 2024 election. China's all too happy to promote chaos and conflict and mistrust in our system. And the system does deserve to be mistrusted. But the other side, there's never been more of a free and fair election ever. So we got to censor everything that you say. Did you see where Facebook came out? Oh, we now have a misinformation division for the 2024 election. Misinformation. We will tell you what you can say and can't say, and who to vote for and not to vote for, and the issues and so forth. And forget this conservatism, the Constitution, property rights. No. We're not going to have that. So what they're doing is they're taking TikTok out because TikTok won't take the people who are conservative out. Oh, they're fine with YouTube. Hey, here's how you cast a spell. Here's how you cannibalize a corpse. That's okay with them. Oh, but they're fine with euthanasia too. They are. Euthanasia is all through the internet, not being censored. Listen, you have been had, you have been lied to, you have been manipulated, and you have absolutely been bamboozled. Free and fair election, my ass. There is no such thing. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? You understand the words coming out of my mouth? Remember that movie? Can you quote it? Oh gosh, I'm doing an episode of Suits. Sorry about that. Listen, I don't like TikTok. I think we see the worst of the cognitive decline of America over on TikTok. But I will tell you this, they got a right to say what the hell they're saying. And they're sure as hell not having kids commit suicide. Okay, because let's put it this way. If TikTok is leading to teenage or childhood suicide, then parents need to be having their kids removed from their homes for parental neglect. That's the story, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other story. There is no other story. It's all about the election. And these little rhinos and these democratic communists want to be returned so they can do their insider trading, get the diplomats to start the wars where their insider trading makes money on the defense industry, and your kids go off to die. That's what this is all about. They want complete control of the process so they can maximize their profits. And then they'll hide their kids away in their Mark Zuckerberg type bunkers while you're above ground getting nuked. How do you like those apples, people? Do you like that? You like the way this game is being played? Well, you have some decisions to make. Biden wants to ban your guns. I gave him big middle finger this morning, metaphorically speaking, of course. I gave him real middle finger. Oh my gosh, I'd already had my door kicked in by the FBI goon squads. But the reality is this: they are coming after everything that you own. They're coming after you. 15-minute cities, three items of clothing a year. You'll eat bugs and love it. You'll own nothing and love it. You won't have any savings account whatsoever. You will not drive a car. You will not travel. You will only go 15 minutes from your home. I'm assuming that's by walking. This is what we are choosing to live in. Meanwhile, Congress thinks that they'll improve America by banning TikTok. How many lives do you think you'll save? How many lives do you think you'll save? I maybe should get a TikTok account before it's too late and start posting the truth about Congress over there. And by the way, it is communist Chinese, I agree. Hold on. The fake real estate mortgage companies in Arizona is identified by John Thaler and his 120,000 page documents and 20,000 affidavits that cartel money laundering operations, get fake judges appointed, kind of like the Suits, Mike Ross mentality. Let's make up the credentials online. The spinoff money goes to politicians to silence them. This is fact, people. We have done shows on this. We have undeniable, legitimate proof and we're worried about banning TikTok. In the midst of all this, they want to ban TikTok. Okay. When do we say enough is enough? I said this morning, I will not comply with a lot of things they're doing now. When are you going to take the plunge?